also offers a full-fledged web browser so viewers can reach any website. All of a sudden, all that content out on the web, all those millions of channels, are on your TV, says Rishi Chandra, lead product manager for Google TV. Even without Google's contribution, the consumer electronics industry has already transformed the TV set into a computer that can be connected to the internet. That means the future of television is now up for grabs. The screen, the industry, even the meaning of the word. Just as the internet tore through newspapers, magazines, and music, it's now poised to make television the media battleground of the coming decade. That's why Google knows it has to be involved. If it wants to protect its leading role on the internet, maintain its prime position in online advertising, and grow into emerging markets, then it can't risk letting other companies control the online experience on the living room TV. But getting the technology right is only part of what Google needs to do. The company's rise online was easier in some ways because the internet is a completely open platform. Television is not. Moreover, television is run by executives who are loath to change lucrative business models built over decades. U.S. cable and broadcast networks, local broadcast affiliate stations, and cable and satellite operators take in more than $60 billion a year from advertising. In addition, millions of monthly cable and satellite TV bills deliver $80 billion a year in revenue in the United States to operators such as Comcast.